读旧约圣经。
Let's read the Old Testament.
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
旧约圣经创世纪第四章。
Genesis in the Old Testament chapter 4.
第一节，有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说。耶和华使我得了一个男子。
Verse 1, now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I've gotten a man child with the help of the Lord.
又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
And again she gave birth to his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为贡物献给耶和华。
So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的贡物。
And Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering.
只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
But for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell.
耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？”
Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen?"
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it.
该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯。把他杀了。
And Cain told Abel his brother. And it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him.
耶和华对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道。我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”
Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel your brother?" And he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?"
耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血。”有声音从地里向我哀告。
And he said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground."
地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这地受咒诅。
And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。
When you cultivate the ground, it shall no longer yield the strength to you. You shall be a vagrant and a wanderer on the earth.
该隐对耶和华说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。”
And Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is too great to bear."
你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。
My punishment, behold, thou hast driven me this day from the face of the ground, and from thy face I shall be hidden, and I shall be a vagrant and a wanderer on the earth, and it will come about that.
耶和华对他说，凡杀该隐的必遭七倍。耶和华就给该隐立了一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。
So the Lord said to him, therefore whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold.And the Lord appointed a sign for Cain, lest anyone finding him should slay him.
于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边哪得之地。
Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden.
该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕，生了以诺。以诺建造了一座城，就按着他，该隐建造了一座城。就按照他儿子的名将那城叫做以诺。
And Cain had relations with his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city Enoch after the name of his son.
以诺生以拿，以拿生米户亚利，米户亚利生马土萨利，马土萨利生拉麦。
Now to Enoch was born Irad, and Irad became the father of Methuselah, and Methuselah became the father of Methuselah, and Methuselah became the father of Lamech.
拉麦娶了两个妻，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫喜拉。
And Lamech took to himself two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah.
亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷、牧养牲畜之人的祖师。
And Ada gave birth to Jabal, and he was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock.
亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
And his brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe.
喜拉又生了土巴该隐，他是打造各样铜铁利器的。土巴该隐的妹子是拿玛。
As for Zillah, she also gave birth to Tubal Cain, the forger of all implements of bronze and iron, and the sister of Tubal Cain was Naamah.
拉麦对他两个妻子说，亚大、喜拉，听我的声音。拉麦的妻子细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
And Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, listen to my voice, you wives of Lamech. Give heed to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me, and a boy for striking me.
若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。
If Cain is avenged sevenfold, then Lamech seventy-sevenfold.
亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思说神另给我们立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。
And Adam had relations with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth. For she said, God has appointed me another offspring in place of Abel, for Cain killed him.
赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以挪士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
And to Seth, to him also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord.
这里给我们看见该隐和以诺的故事。
Here it shows us the story of Cain and Abel.
这个故事是非常有名的故事。
This is a very famous story.
但是在旧约圣经里面，其他地方好像几乎没有提到他们的名字。
However, in other parts of the Old Testament, it is as if their names were not being mentioned.
但是在新约圣经里面有几处特别给我们一些很清楚的解释。
However, there were a few very clear explanations in the New Testament.
所以我想我们还是稍微看一下。
So I think we should refer to those passages.
我们读约翰一书第三章。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 3, verse 12.
约翰一书第
First John,
第三章
chapter 3,
第十二节
verse 12.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Chapter 3, verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous.
我们再读希伯来书第十一章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第四节。
Hebrews 11, verse 4.
亚伯因着信，献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks.
犹大书
Jude, the book of Jude.
第十一节
Verse 11.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
The book of Jude, verse 11. Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and for pay they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam, and perished in the rebellion of Korah.
我们再读一下福音书。
Let's、
在福音书里面也有记载到亚伯。
Even in the Gospels, Abel was being recorded.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第五十节。
Verse 50.
使创世以来所流众先知血的罪都问在这世代和世代人的身上，就是从亚伯的血起，直到被杀在坛和殿中间撒加利亚的血为止，我实在告诉你们，都要问在这世代的人身上。
Luke chapter 11 verse 50. In order that the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the house of God,Yes, I tell you, it shall be charged against this generation.
这里告诉我们亚伯是先知里的头一位。
Here it tells us that Abel was the first among the prophets.
如果有人问你先知中头一位是谁，你应该知道是亚伯。
If anybody asks you who the first prophet was, you should know it's Abel.
我们在最后看马太福音二十三章。
Finally, let's refer to Matthew chapter 23.
类似的一段话，不过主这里不是说先知，他乃是说义人。在第三十五节，叫世上所流义人的血都归到你们身上，从义人亚伯的血起，直到你们在殿和坛中间所杀的巴加拉的儿子撒加利亚的血为止。
This is also a similar utterance by the Lord Jesus in a slightly different way.Matthew chapter 23, verse 35, that upon you may fall the guilt of all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar.
好，我们圣经就念这么多。
This concludes our Bible reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主，感谢你是这样的爱了我们。
We thank you that you loved us so.
你把你的自己完全的给了我们。
You've given yourself entirely to us.
我们真的是满心的感谢赞美。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praises.
你不仅拯救我们。
Not only did you save us.
你今天还把你自己来给了我们。
Today you've given yourself to us.
你做了我们的生命。
You have become our life.
你成了我们里面喜乐的泉源。
You have become all foundation of
sweetness
to us. 我们
都可以这样做见证，我们今天住在一切甘甜事物的泉源。
And so therefore we can all bear the same testimony that we in the fountain of sweetness our heart do abide.
早晨我们心里真是我们都愿意来拣选主耶稣。
Today our hearts want to say we want to choose the Lord Jesus.
因为你实在是我们的至宝。
Because you truly are that surpassing value.
早晨我们把你当作的感谢赞美来归给你。
So this morning, we want to give you the worship and praises that you deserve.
我们在一同在你话语面前来默想的时候
，As we meditate before your word,
我们实在是求主你自己借着圣灵来开启我们。
We entreat the Lord to open your word to us through the Holy Spirit.
实在不是人的话语能够帮助我们。
It is truly not man's word that can be assistance to us.
主要是求主你越过人所有的软弱。
We ask you to overcome all the weaknesses of men.
无论是讲的是听的，我们都愿意听神儿子的声音。
Whether it is the speaker or the listeners, we all want to hear the voice of your beloved son.
我们一同仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look to you for your mercy.
你自己用你的同在充满在你教会的当中。
Use your presence to presence your church.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
当我们来读创世纪第四章的时候。
As we read Genesis chapter 4.
我们发现这里面有一个拣选的问题。
We realize there's an issue of choosing.
亚伯和该隐他们都要到神面前去献祭。
Both Cain and Abel wanted to go before God to offer sacrifices.
但我们发现他们的献的祭是不一样的。
However, we realize that they offer up different sacrifices.
他们的拣选是不同的。
And their choices are also different.
说到拣选这件事，并不是到了创世纪第四章才有的。
As far as the matter of choosing goes, it did not first occur in Genesis chapter 4.
我们知道拣选这件事是非常稀奇的。
We know that this matter of choice is very amazing.
你发现在神所有的受造物的里面，好像只有人才有这样的特殊的这样的一个权利。
We know that among the creation of God, only man has this special, unique privilege to do the choosing.
甚至天使，圣经都没有告诉我们神让他们去选择什么。
Even for angels, God did not tell us that God allowed them to make any choices.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是太稀奇了。
This is truly amazing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，人在神的受造的里面是在一个非常特殊的地位。
Among the creation of God, a man possesses a very unique special position.
神竟然能够让人来拣选。
God allowed man to make a choice.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么神让人来拣选呢？
Why would God allow man to make a choice?
因为我们知道，当起初神造人的时候，人是照着神的形象造的。
Because we know that when God first created man, man was created in the image and likeness of God.
神要将他的荣耀和他的全能托付在人的身上。
And God wanted to give his glory and his almighty power unto man.
弟兄姊妹，这个托付是宇宙中最伟大的托付。
And this entrustment is the greatest entrustment in the entire universe.
这是最严肃的一个托付。
And this is also a very solemn entrustment.
所以你就发现神要借着人的拣选来有一个试验。
So therefore, through giving men the ability to choose, God is testing men.
弟兄姊妹，当你如果去这个沃尔玛去买一桶牙膏的时候，你不需要试一试的。
If you are just going to Walmart to buy a tube of toothpaste, you don't need to test anything.
如果你回去发现这种牙膏不合你的口味，或者你觉得这种牙膏是坏的，你把它扔掉就完了。
If this toothpaste, after you've bought it, you don't like the flavor or is bad, you just toss it.
但是如果你买一架飞机的话
，However, if you were to buy an airplane,
别说你要试一试
，Forget about you, the buyer who would be testing it.
就是坐飞机的厂家，他们也要试很久了。
Even the manufacturer of these airplanes will have to test it over and over again.
有弟兄在波音公司，他们上班。
A brother works for Boeing.
他告诉我们说，这一架飞机如果有一架飞机卖到客户手里的时候
，He told us that before a Boeing plane can be sold into a customer，
这架飞机至少要飞过1000个英里。
This plane has to flown through over 1,000 miles。
为什么
？Why？
因为所托付在这个飞机上的太重要了。
Because what has been entrusted to this plane。It's very important.
许多的生命要托付在这个大飞机上面。
Many lives will be entrusted to this airplane.
人在神的受造当中，所有的那个托付是何等紧要的一件事呢
？So among the creation of God, man has such a great entrustment.
神要将他儿子的见证托付在人的身上。
God has entrusted the testimony of His Son to men.
你也可以说，神将他永远的旨意托付在人的身上。
In other words, God has entrusted the eternal purpose of God to men.
弟兄姊妹，这件事实在是太紧要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so critical.
所以你看见神就让人来拣选。
Therefore, you see that God allows men the ability to choose.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
不仅因人他所承受的托付是这样的紧要。
Not only because the entrustment to man is so critical.
而且你发现神对人是何等的信任和尊重呢？
You also see that God is so trusting of men, and God honors men so much.
你发现在创世纪第二章的时候，
You notice that in Genesis chapter 2,
神盼望亚当有一个配偶来帮助他。
God wished to have a helper for Adam.
但是他没有直接就把夏娃造出来摆在他的面前。
But he did not just create Eve and put it in front of Adam.
他乃是让许多他所造的动物从他面前经过。
But God allowed a lot of animals and created beings to pass before Adam.
你发现神是这样的尊重和信任人。
You see how God trusts men and how he honors men.
但神的这样的尊重和信任是非常智慧的。
But God is very wise to, furthermore, to trust men and to put him in such great honor.
发现人在那里做拣选的时候做了一个非常正确的选择。
So you see that when man makes his choices, he made very good choices.
他那一次得胜了。
That time he was victorious.
当他看见大象走过来的时候，
When he saw an elephant passing by,
他说这个太魁梧了。
He said that this is a mass.
这个太有能力了。
This is so mighty.
这都动心了。他就动心了。
And his heart is stirred.
说这个差不多了。
This is about
that. 这个就可以帮助我了。
This can help me.
你今天我看见亚当比今天许多年轻人好很多。
I noticed that Adam is much far more superior than a lot of young
people. 在拣选配偶之间之上，亚当相当有智慧的。
In the matter of choosing a spouse,
不是看见他长得这么英俊，长得这么魁梧，就是他了。
It's not that you know you see somebody who is so handsome that he must be the one.
或者是你看孔雀过来了。
And you see this peacock coming by.
他一看他这么美丽啊。
Adam saw this beautiful peacock.
这就是他了。
And Adam didn't say, "This is my helper."
今天有些年轻人就说，这么美丽，一定是神带领。
And today, our young people would say, "She is so beautiful. This must be God's will."
弟兄姊妹，你发现亚当在那里拣选的时候，他得胜了。
You see that when Adam was making his choices, he was victorious.
他也没有看见说这个动物都快走光了。
He didn't say, "Wow, the animals were about gone."
那就凑合一个吧。
I'm missing one.
看看这个大猩猩也长得差不多可以了。
This ape, well, this is the last one. Maybe I'll just get him.
亚当在那里拣选的时候非常的智慧。
When Adam was making his choice, he was very wise.
神对人是何等的信任和尊重呢？
Man was very, God was very trusting of man and he really honored man.
人因着神这样的受造，你发现他在那做了智慧的选择。
Because man was created by God, therefore he made the wise choices.
神让人拣选，不仅仅是因为人的托付是这样的紧要，不仅仅是神这样的尊重和信任人。
God gave man the ability to choose not only because he has such an important entrustment to him, and not only because he trusts man and he honors man.
而且神要让人明白一件事。
Furthermore, God wanted men to understand one thing.
他让人明白，在这个宇宙中，人不是第一的。
He wanted men to understand in this universe, man is not number one.
他需要在那两棵树当中拣选。
He needs to make a choice between the two trees.
那一棵树为什么摆在伊甸园里面
？Why was that particular tree put in the Garden of Eden?
有的时候我们没得救之前，我们有问题。
Before we were saved, sometimes we have questions.
今天我们蒙恩得救，我们还有问题。
Even after we have been saved by grace, we still have questions.
为什么神要把那个分别知识善恶树的果那棵树放在那里呢？
Why would God put the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden?
他不放那不就没有事情了吗？
If he didn't put the tree there, there would be no problem.
弟兄姊妹，因为当神造人的时候，
brothers and sisters, because when God made man,
虽然神这样大的托付在人的身上。
Even though God has given such a great entrustment,
虽然神是这样的尊重和信任人，
even though God trusts men and he puts men in such high esteem,
但他必须要人明白一件事。
But God really wants men to understand one thing.
神在这个宇宙中是有次序的。
There is a priority and order in this universe in God's
perspective. 人不是第一位的。
Man is not number one in this.
神的儿子是第一位的。
The Son of God is number one.
神的儿子在凡事上居首位的。
the Son of God should have first place in all things.
神何等巴望人拣选顺服。
How God so desire for man to choose obedience.
拣选让基督让神的儿子在凡事上居首位。
How he wants men to choose to have the Son, to have first place in all things.
弟兄姊妹，神在宇宙中的秩序是不能被挑战的。
Brothers and sisters, the priority in the universe by God cannot be challenged by man.
这一个神的权柄是神圣不可冒犯的。
This authority of God cannot be profaned.
弟兄姊妹，如果有任何向着神这样的次序的挑战，那个结果都是毁灭。
If ever there is any challenge to this priority in the universe of God, there's always going to be disastrous results.
你想想，如果这个地球说我绕的太多遍了。
You think about it. If the earth is tired of making its orbit,
我想换个地方绕一绕。
The earth wants to orbit something else.
我觉得老是这么整天的绕，太 boring, 太乏味了。
So the earth feels that it is so boring to do the same orbit over and over again.
弟兄姊妹，你发现那个结果一定是灾难。
Then you know that the result is totally disastrous.
我们知道，在神的受造物的里面，有一位曾经挑战神的权柄。
We know that among the created beings of God, there was one who challenged God's authority.
他要挑战神的次序。
He challenged the priority of God.
你发现那个结果就是毁灭。
You notice that the result is disaster.
就是空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗。
It is emptiness and void.
弟兄姊妹，这是在多么可怕的一件事。
This is such a horrible thing.
非常的可惜。
This is very deplorable.
人在第一次拣选的时候他得胜了。
In the first time man made a choice, he was victorious.
但在第二次拣选的时候。
However, in the second time when man made the choice,
他成了宇宙中第二个受造之物挑战神在宇宙中的次序。
Man became the second created being who started to challenge the priority set by God in the universe.
所以你看那个结果实在是毁灭性的。
So you can see how disastrous the end result is.
人完全的失败了。
Man totally failed.
失败到一个地步，可以说让神在人身上的所有的计划都给受打岔。
Man failed to such an extent that it has disrupted all God's plannings in man.
人可以失败。
Man can fail.
但我们的神不失败。
However, our God can never fail.
你发现当人这样失败以后。
You see that when man failed in such a manner.
神在创世第三章马上就把那个拯救启示出来。
However, in chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, God immediately revealed the salvation.
你发现这里有许多的图画。
You see that there are many, many pictures.
我们可以稍微看一下。
You can take a look at the typology.
假设弟兄姊妹，你都第三章很熟的。
I assume all brothers and sisters are very familiar with chapter 3.
你发现第三章里有这个，他们就用无花果树的叶子为自己编了裙子。
You see that they use fig leaves to make themselves loin coverings.
后来那个凉风一吹的时候。
However, in the cool of the day,
他怕那个裙子就遮不住了。
The loin coverings are not covering.
他怕那个叶子就开始干了。
He see that your fig trees are wilting.
他们发现这个人手所做的工作不能够遮盖他们。
So the work of the hands of men cannot cover them.
这是启示。
This is a revelation.
靠着人手的工作。
By the work of the hands of men.
没有办法遮盖自己。
There's no way those works can cover yourself.
没有办法看见神。
You cannot go through, you cannot see God through the work
of his hands. 所以他们就藏起来了。
Therefore, they hid themselves.
而且你发现后来，神为他们做了一个皮衣服。
Later on, you discover that God made garments of skin.
这又是一个启示。
This is another revelation.
人手的工作不能遮盖的。
The works of man's hand cannot cover.
神的工作是可以的。
Only God's work can cover men.
神的工作是可以让人见到神的。
The works of God can allow men to draw near to God.
我们知道神说你吃的日子必定死。
God says that when you eat of this fruit, you will surely die.
我们知道亚当夏娃他们的灵里面和神之间断了交通。
We also know that the fellowship between Adam and Eve with God was terminated.
但是就着他们外面身体来讲，他们还是活着的。
So from their physical being, they were still alive.
可是你发现在那个伊甸园里面，确确实实有死亡。
However, in the Garden of Eden, there surely was death.
从前没有的。
Before there was no death.
从前没有的。
Before there was no death.
当人在那里犯罪以后，你发现就有了死亡。
But after a man has sinned, you notice that death was brought in.
不是亚当夏娃看起来死了，不是。
It wasn't that Adam and Eve had the physical death.
那里有一个动物死掉了。
There was an animal that died.
很可能是只羊。
And most probably it was a lamb.
如果动物不死，那个皮从哪里来呢？
If the animal were not to die, where would you get garments of skin?
那个动物是不该死的。
The animal ought not to have died.
那个动物没有犯罪啊。
The animal did not sin.
神没有给动物那样的命令啊。
God did not give this commandment to the animal.
不该死的死掉了。
But that who ought not die had died.
应该死的没有死啊。
But the one who ought to have died did not die.
那里有启示，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, there's revelation here.
而且神告诉亚当，这件事情将来有女人的后裔的时候就成就了。
And God also said, told Adam that after there is seed of the woman, this will be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得亚当夏娃是不是像我们今天新约的圣徒看这些事看得这么清楚。
I don't know if Adam and Eve could see, these things so clearly as the saints in the New
Testament. 是不是真理上像我们今天这样可以用新约的话来解释。
And whether they had words from the New Testament to explain all these experiences.
他们知道若不流血罪就不得赦免，我不晓得他们知道不知道这件事。
I don't know if Adam and Eve knew that sin could not be forgiven without the shedding of blood.
那个无罪的反而死了，这个有罪的反而活着。
The one who did not sin was dead. The one who had sin was alive.
我不晓得他们真的明不明白这些的真理。
I don't know if Adam and Eve knew these truths.
但我相信这些在他们生命中这些重大的改变给他们的印象太深刻了。
However, I believe that these great transformations in them changed their lives totally.
他们从前过的是什么样的日子呢？
What were their lives that they were leading before?
现在他们的日子和从前完全不一样了。
And the lives that they're leading now is totally different from the life they had before.
而且神特别在伊甸园的东边还设立了基路伯和发火焰的转动的剑。
Also, to the east of the Garden of Eden, God has had cherubim guarding with flaming sword which turned every direction.
那里给我们看见从亚当来的一切在旧造里的，在神的眼中已经到了结束。
You can see that at this point, from God's perspective, all that is from the old creation, all that is from Adam had come to a conclusion.
虽然亚当的后裔到今天好像的肉身还活着。
Even though the seed of Adam, as if they're still alive in physical form.
但是在神的眼中，亚当的所有的族类在那一个时刻就结束了。
However, from God's perspective, at that time, the Adamic race stopped.
我不晓得这些启示亚当是不是那么清楚？我不晓得。
I don't know if Adam knew about all these revelations.
但我相信他们一定把他们生命中的这些的重大的改变的经历会告诉他们的孩子。
However, I trust that Adam and Eve would tell all these transformation changes, great changes to their children.
所以我们就来到第四章。
Therefore, we come to chapter 4.
我们看见这里是第三次的拣选。
We see that there is a third time men start to choose.
这是人类的第三次拣选。
This is the third choice that human race.
头一次人是拣选配偶。
First time men was choosing a helper.
第二次拣选生命和死亡。
Second choosing was between a choice of life and death.
那是第三次拣选什么呢？
So what are they choosing in the third choosing?
刚才我们读了新约的圣经，给我们一些的解释。
Earlier we read some passages from the New Testament that gave us some explanations.
这里是道路的拣选。
Here they're choosing the way.
为什么说是道路的拣选呢？
Why do we talk about the way?
因为新约圣经里明明告诉我们该隐的道路。
Because in the New Testament it clearly tells us about the way of Cain.
所以该隐的拣选是一条的道路。
So whatCain had chosen was his way.
那么同样亚伯的拣选也是一条的道路。
So also likewise, what Abel has chosen was also his way.
该隐是属于那恶者的。
Cain was, belongs to the evil one.
他所拣选的是恶人的道路。
And so he chose the way of the evil one.
亚伯是义人。
Abel was a righteous one.
亚伯所拣选的是义人的道路。
And so what Abel has chosen was the way of the righteous one.
弟兄姊妹，这是道路的拣选。
Brothers and sisters, this is the, a choice of the way.
弟兄姊妹，关乎道路这件事太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, the way is so important.
没有错，这是第三次的拣选。
No doubt, this is the third time men make a choice.
但是这却是人犯罪堕落以后的头一次的拣选。
However, after men has fallen, this is the first time men has made a choice.
弟兄姊妹，当人犯罪堕落以后，在神面前的头一个拣选。
Francis, this is the first time men made a choice.
最重要的拣选。
From sin. This is the most important choice.
就是道路的拣选。
Which is a choice for the way.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经，我们都晓得，圣经里面给我们看见属神的儿女。信神的人，他们的生命的经历是非常丰富的。
Brothers and sisters, we can see from the Bible that for those who believe in God, their experiences are abundant.
甚至用150篇还告诉我们他们的经历。
We use 150 chapters to describe
their experiences. 那都好像都记载在诗篇的里面。
They're as if they're all recorded in the Psalms.
为什么许多弟兄姊妹很喜欢诗篇呢？
Why do brothers and sisters love songs?
那是我们蒙恩得救人的经历啊。
Because this is the experience of everyone who has been saved by grace.
我们看见从第一篇一直到150篇。
We see that from the first psalm to Psalm 150.
第一篇讲什么？
What does the first psalm talk about?
我们一想到第一篇，我想我的印象就是为喜爱耶和华的律法。
What impressed me in Psalm 1 is he who delights in the law of the Lord.
这样的人像一棵树栽在溪水旁啊。
And he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. He meditates on his law day and night.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们仔细读第一篇的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we study Psalm 1 carefully.
他为什么这么喜爱耶和华的律法？
Why does he delight in the law of the Lord so much?
因为那里有恶人的计谋。
Because there are counsel of the wicked.
人如果丢弃耶和华的话，心中还有什么智慧呢？
If man has forsaken God, what wisdom does he have in his heart?
他怎么能够胜过恶人的计谋呢？
How can he overcome the counsel of the wicked?
那恶人的计谋要干什么呢？
What is the counsel of the wicked for?
让你拣选罪人的道路。
The counsel of the wicked is for you to choose.
让你这一生走的是恶人的道路。
So that for the rest of your life, you would choose the way of the evil one.
到了第一篇的最后一节，他就总结了。
In the last verse in Psalm 1, he made the summary.
他说，义人的道路是耶和华所知道的。
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous.
恶人的道路却必灭亡。
But the way of the wicked will perish.
我们知道，等到你到了诗篇第150篇的时候。
We know that when you get to Psalm 150.
那里面全是赞美。
There is full of praises.
你把这一个人摆在什么环境里，他都赞美。
Regardless of where you put this righteous man,
你是弹他，你是敲他，你是挤他，他出来的都是赞美。
Whether you press him, you squeeze him, you push him out of him, only praises will
grow. 你把他摆在天空中，他赞美神；你把他摆在最深处，他也赞美神。
You put him in the heavenlies, he will praise God. When you put him in the deep of the earth, he will also praise God.
这是神儿女的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of
the children of God. 有一天神的恩典这样的做成在我们的身上。
One day, God's grace has been conformed in us so
much. 我们这个人全人就是一个赞美感恩的一个人。
Our entire being will become someone who praises God and full of thanksgiving.
无论什么样的环境。
Regardless of circumstances.
无论顺境还是逆境。
Whether it's good circumstances or bad circumstances. Whatever you encounter.
从这个器皿里出来都是赞美。
From this vessel, only praises with
pour out. 而且你看那个赞美的声音还不一样啊。
And there are different voices.
非常的甜美的声音。
These are all sweet voices.
弟兄姊妹，为什么会有这样的结果？
Brothers and sisters, why is this result?
因为开始是有了义人的道路。
Because initially there is a way of the righteous.
如果没有义人的道路，最后不会有最后这样的结果的。
If you do not choose the way of the righteous one, you would not have this end result.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们拣选了错误的道路。
Brothers and sisters, we make the wrong choice of the way.
你发现走一走啊，没有声了。
After you walk a little bit, you have lost your voice.
不仅没有声，走一走，人都不见了。
Not only would you lose your voice, your whole person disappeared.
是不是这样？
Isn't this so?
我觉得今天在许多少女中间太可惜了。
I think that it is so deplorable in some of the children of God.
真的是蒙恩得救了。
They truly have been saved by grace.
但是不晓得我们这些人来到神面前，头一个要有一个道路的选择。
However, they do not know that when we come to God, there is the first thing we have to choose, which is the choosing of the way.
如果道路拣选错了。
If you have chosen the wrong way,
最后达不到诗篇150篇。
You would not reach Psalm 150.
走着走着我们的声音就没有了。
You walk and walk, and then you've lost your voice.
不是感恩的声音了。
You have lost your voice of
thanksgiving. 开始埋怨的声音出来了。
And you start to have voices of murmuring.
抱怨的声音出来了。
And you have voices of complaint.
是非的声音出来了。
You have voices of gossips.
慢慢慢慢人也不见了。
Gradually, your whole being disappears.
弟兄姊妹，道路的拣选是何等紧要的一件事呢？
Brothers and sisters, choosing of the correct way is such an important thing.
主说，我就是道路、真理和生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without me, no one can come to the Father.
头一个就是道路。
The first thing he said was, he is the way.
弟兄姊妹，这不是习惯的问题。
This is not a matter of habit.
弟兄姊妹，我们祷告的时候可以把次序换了，没有关系的。有人祷告，先祷告真理，先祷告生命，没有关系。
Sometimes when we pray, we reverse the order. We pray about the truth and the life.
但是就是启示来讲，不可以改换的。
However, from the perspective of revelation, you cannot change the order.
你看《犹大书》十一节，你就知道了。
You will realize that when you read Jude, verse 11.
那里说到该隐的道路。
There it talks about the way of Cain.
然后他后面就是说是巴兰的错谬。
And then it talks about the error of Balaam.
然后说到是可拉的背叛。
And then you talk about the rebellion of Korah.
这不是照着时间次序。
This is not sequential.
该隐的道路是最之前没有错。
It is true that the way of Cain was put in.
但是这一个巴兰的错谬是在那个可拉的背叛之后的。
However, from the sequentially, the era of Balaam should have occurred after the rebellion of Korah.
因为很清楚，因为当可拉背叛的时候，亚伦还活着。
Because when Korah rebelled, Aaron was still alive.
当那个巴兰错谬的时候，亚伦已经被主接去了。
When the errand of Balaam started, Aaron was already brought by the Lord.
所以这里面是启示的次序。
So this is a sequence in Revelation.
弟兄姊妹，如果道路拣选错了
，Brothers and sisters, if you choose the wrong way,
慢慢你发现人就快讲歪理了。
Gradually, you will start to argue false things.
慢慢你就发现那个悖逆的生命就露出来了。
Gradually, you will notice that your life of rebellion would be revealed.
你就发现人就不见了。
Then you discover your whole being will be lost.
找不到诗篇一百五十篇的。
You cannot get to Psalm 150.
有的人找到第二篇就不见了。
Some people would get to Psalm 2 and then they disappear.
有第三篇、第四篇就不见了。
Or you get to Psalm 3 or 4 and you disappear.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们该怎样的强调这件事，但这件事实在是太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how to emphasize that, but the choosing of the way is so important.
如果我们做神的儿女，不晓得这个道路的选择，我们这一生恐怕是真的是空跑，真的是徒劳啊。
If we do not know to choose the right way, our entire being would be to run in vain and to labor and toil in vain.
当然我们知道道路这个事情实在太大的一件事情。
However, we know that this is a big topic, the choosing of the way.
早晨我们只是借着创世纪第四章稍微看几个方面。
This morning we will only touch upon a few aspects based on Genesis 4.
我们看见这里，首先我们看见来到神面前的道路。
First, we see the way that you can get to before God.
亚伯他要献祭，为什么献祭？
Abel wanted to make a sacrifice. Why?
因为他要来到神面前。
Because he wanted to come before God.
他借着祭物来到神面前。
Through his sacrifices, he wanted to come before the face of God.
靠什么呢？
What is he relying upon?
弟兄姊妹，来到神面前的道路是什么呢？
What is the way by which we can come before the face of God?
你发现亚伯这里做了一件事。
You notice there's one thing that Abel did here.
他所做的乃是神的工作。
What he did was the work of God.
他里面有个启示。
Inside Abel, there was a revelation.
当他听父母在那里讲论的时候。
When he heard about his parents talking about the past.
当他讲到他们从前的经历的时候。
When he heard about their past experiences of
their parents. 他里面有了一点的启示。
He had a little revelation.
我不知道那个启示到底有多大。
I don't know how big his revelation is.
至少他里面有个看见。
However, he has this vision.
他有个看见靠着神手的工作，人可以来到神面前。
Only through the work of the hands of God, men can come before the face of God.
什么是神的工作呢？
What is the work of God then?
神的工作就是基督。
The work of God is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，神在基督以外没有工作。
Friends and sisters, outside of Christ, God has no other work.
亚伯在这里给我们看见他拣选主耶稣作为他来到神面前的道路。
We see here that Abel has chosen the Lord Jesus as the way to come before God.
那该隐呢？
What about Cain?
有人对该隐打抱不平的。
Some people felt that things happening to Cain was really unfair.
神为什么这样对待该隐呢？
Why would God treat Cain in this manner?
你说该隐来到神面前，他靠的是什么呢？
But what did Cain bring before God?
他靠的还是无花果树的叶子。
What he was relying on is still fig leaves.
他没有启示。
He had no revelation.
他觉得如果来到神面前，需要表现得好一点。
He felt that he just need to have a little better deeds before God.
我今天主日来博饼聚会，我这个礼拜想一想，我到底读了几天的圣经呢？
Today I come to the table meeting, and then I think in the past few mornings this week, how many mornings did I read the Word of God?
如果天天都是三章旧约一章新约的话
，If every day you read three chapters in the Old Testament and one chapter in the New Testament,
那我来博饼聚会胆子就大一点。
Then I'm very bold when I come to table.
如果像这个礼拜和太太一次都没有争吵
，If in the past week I have not fought with my wife for once,
那胆子更大一点。
Then I'm even more bold.
如果还做了一些好事的话
，If I've ever done any good deeds,
那肯定在这里张口赞美神了。
Then surely I would open my mouth and praise God.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是圣经里给我们启示来到神面前的道路呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this the way to come before the face of God as revealed by the Bible?
如果今天你在路上就和太太吵起来了
Today, if you get into a fight on the way to the church building,
跟孩子也红了脸了
and you were arguing blue to your face on the way with your children,
你今天坐在博饼聚会里，你敢不敢开口
and you are sitting in the table meeting, do you dare to open your mouth?
你来到神面前到底靠什么？
What do you rely on when you come before the face of God?
弟兄姊妹，你不要误会我。
Brothers and sisters, please don't misunderstand.
你不要以为我说你每天都可以和太太吵架，每天都可以做恶事，然后礼拜天早上主耶稣是我的意思，我就开口赞美神，不是这样。
Don't say that I'm use my words as license to argue with your wife and to do bad things and then come to the table meeting and say you can open your mouth and praise him.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为亚伯的行为是恶的。
Do not consider the deeds of came to be evil.
圣经来说他兄弟的行为是善的。
The Bible said that his deeds were good.
亚伯是义人。
Abel was a righteous man.
在旧约里面神能够说义人的不多的。
There weren't too many people that God referred to as righteous men.
约伯也是个义人。
Abel was a righteous man.
约伯
Job.
那么亚伯也被称作义人。
Abel was also a righteous man.
亚伯的生活里面是充满了公义的。
In the life of Abel, it was full of righteousness.
但是亚伯里面有一个看见。
However, there was a seeing.
他有个启示。
He had a revelation.
他的这个义行是应该的。
So therefore, it is he surely should have righteous deeds.
一个人在地上就应该有公义的生活。
A man who lives on earth should have a righteous deed.
这是和所蒙恩典相称的生活。
This is worthy of the walk with the calling with which you have been
called. 但是他的公义的生活却不能够成为他来到神面前的依靠。
However, your righteous deeds are not the sole reliance by which you can come before the face of God.
他来到神面前。
He came before God.
他知道那个依靠是神的工作。
He knew he was relying on the work of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女没有好行为是可耻的。
Brothers and sisters, it is shameful that the children of God do not have good.
那个和我们所蒙的恩典不相称的。
This is not worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
主说你要让人家看见你们的好行为，好将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Because the Lord said that you should have good deeds so that people can give glory and honor to your Father in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，没有好行为真的是亏欠神的恩典。
If you don't have good deeds, you're truly falling short of the grace of God.
但是无论你有多么好的行为
However, regardless of how good your deeds are,
却不能够成为你来到神面前的依靠
They are not the sole reliance by which you can come before the face of God.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯 在这里有个启示。
Here Abel had this revelation.
这个启示拯救我们。
This revelation has saved us.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是得胜了，我们来朝见神，我们是因着朝见了神，我们得胜。
It is not because we are victorious that therefore we go to see God. We come to God and therefore we're victorious.
弟兄姊妹，是的，我们很软弱。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we are.
我们真的有许多的不足。
We fall short of many areas.
特别人看不见的时候，我们软弱太多了。
And we have so many weaknesses when men are not looking at us.
你怎么得胜？
How can you be triumphant?
弟兄姊妹，是走亚伯的道路。
You overcome and you are victorious by taking the way of Abel. And you take the way of Abel to choose through Jesus Christ to come before God. And you will see that the Lord Jesus will become the source of your foundation. And he will become your sustenance. And the Lord Jesus will become your life. And he will become your world. And therefore you leave and you are victorious.
弟兄姊妹，这一个属灵的道路是非常关键的。
The spiritual way is very, very critical.
很多时候我们是把它倒过来的。
A lot of times we reverse the order.
我们非常小心。
We're very careful.
很可能那是该隐的道路。
Because very likely that is the way of Cain.
你说为什么我也来薄饼，他也来薄饼，怎么大家都是一样的花时间？
I come to the table meeting, and he comes to the table meeting too. We all spend the same amount of time.
怎么他在生命中就常常得胜呢？
How come he is always victorious in his daily walk?
怎么我就一直而再一再而三的失败呢？
How come I fail over and over and over again?
我就是求神借这些的图画给我们一些的亮光。
We want to ask God to shed his light on these typologies.
好像这是初信造就一样，好像这是最基本的事情一样。
It is as if these are very simple things for new believers.
但是弟兄姊妹，这一个道路的拣选决定了我们在属灵上到底有没有能够往前去。
However, this choosing of the way will be determining whether we can go forward in our spiritual walk.
不要以为说我们这些道理我们都明白，不知道讲过多少遍了。
Don't just think that you know these truths many, many times and you heard of them many, many times.
你来到神面前，到底是走的亚伯的道路呢，还是走的该隐的道路呢？
But when you come before God, do you take the way of Cain or the way of Abel?
这个决定我们是不是一直充满了感恩，充满了赞美。
This will determine whether you're constantly full of thanksgiving and praises.
弟兄姊妹，太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so critical.
虽然只是外面一个很简单的图画，
even though it is a very simple typology,
但是却决定了我们一生在神面前的光景。
But this determines the entire outcome of our before God.
不仅如此，
not only so,
不仅这里给我们看见来到神面前的道路，
this not only shows us the way to come before the face of God,
而且它给我们看见侍奉神的道路，
it also shows us the way to serve God.
什么是侍奉神的道路？
What is the way to serve God?
我们知道侍奉神的道路绝不是懒惰人的道路。
We know that it is certainly not the way of the slothful.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面没有任何的一个地方称义懒惰的人。
There is nowhere in the Bible that commands slothful people.
懒惰为耶和华行事的这人必受咒诅。
The slothful person before God will surely be cursed.
主说我们既然知道主已经复活，他已经胜过死亡。
The Lord said, because we know he has arisen from the dead and that he has overcome death.
我们要心地坚固。
We have to be steadfast,
常常竭力多做主公。
And we have to be abounding in the world,
in the Lord's work. 因为在主里面所做都不是枉然的。
Because everything you do in the Lord is not in vain.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉神的道路绝不是走懒惰人的道路。
Brothers and sisters, the way to serve God is certainly not the way of the slothful.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉神的道路也不是殷勤人走的道路。
However, the way to serve God is not also the way of the diligent.
我们需要殷勤，不错。
It's true, we need to be diligent.
但是那条道路却不是殷勤。
However, the way to serve God is not through diligence.
我们看见该隐还是蛮殷勤的。
We see that Cain was fairly diligent.
他真的很辛苦。
He actually labored.
有人说他没有功劳也有苦劳。
people would say that even though he had not deserved the credit, he actually labored.
无论如何，人家还是献上了，对不对
？Regardless, he had made a sacrifice.
有时候你看看教会里还有很多不献的。
And there are other people who didn't even offer up sacrifices.
那总比他们强多了嘛，是不是
？Then Cain should be better than those people.
怎么神连看都不看呢
？Why would God have no regard of Cain?
中文翻成看中了，在原文看都不看。
In the original text, that God had no regard of Cain and his sacrifices.
为什么
？Why？
弟兄姊妹，你读读这段话，你就看见了。
If you study this passage, you will see.
你看看该隐那个形象是什么形象
？What is the image of Cain？
那里你看见一个好像野兽的形象，是不是
？It's as if you see the image of a beast.
多么凶残呐、啊！
He was so ferocious.
那是亲生的兄弟骨肉。
This is your blood brother.
怎么就这样把人打死了呢
？How could you just kill the brother?
那什么形象，弟兄姊妹
？What is that image?
弟兄，如果当一个人把另外一个人打死的时候，那是什么形象呢
？When you start to kill someone, what is the image that you're portraying?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神起初造人的时候是什么形象呢？
And what was the image that man was originally created in
when God first created him?
It was the image of the Son of God.
那是一个羔羊的形象。
It was the image of the Lamb.
你看见亚伯这里好像一句话都没有讲。
You see that Abel didn't say any words.
怎么打就给你打死了呢
？And he was just killed.
有人说他至少反抗一下嘛。
And somebody says maybe he should just fight back.
应该说亚伯就跟他打起来，然后就打不过就给打死了。
It says that Cain rose up against Abel and his brother and killed him.
这里面给我们看见一个羔羊的形象。
And here we see the image of the lamb.
被骂不还口，被害不说为何的话。
Even though he was rebuked, he did not open his mouth. Even though he was threatened, he did not say anything.
亚伯他不仅拣选主耶稣作为他来到神面前的道路。
Not only did Abel choose the way of God to come before God,
他也拣选主耶稣作为他侍奉神的道路。
Abel also chose the Lord Jesus Christ to be the way to serve God.
不是懒惰，也不是外面的殷勤。
He wasn't being slothful, and he wasn't full of outward diligence.
乃是到底谁的形象从我们的侍奉里面表现了出来。
It is who is being manifested through your service to God.
也可能有许许多多人都得救了。
Maybe a lot of people have been saved by you.
也许是鬼都赶出去了。
Maybe you have cast out demons.
我行了很多的异能。
And you can have signs and miracles.
哪一个形象是错的
？However, if you portray the wrong image,
羔羊的形象没有显出来。
And you did not portray the image of the lamb.
兽的形象反而显出来了。
You portray the image of the beast.
你看那个骄傲显出来了。
You portrayed, you show forth pride.
那个嫉妒显出来了。
You show forth envy.
苦毒显出来了。
You show forth bitterness.
你看在这里面，你就发现人如果拣选错误的道路
，You see that if man has chosen the wrong way.
纵然是这样的殷勤
，Even though he could be very diligent.
弟兄姊妹，你发现却落到了宗教的里面。
Brothers and sisters, you know that he would, man would fallen into a religion.
什么叫宗教
？What is religion?
宗教是一面献祭，一面可以杀弟兄。
Religion is on one hand you can offer up sacrifices, but at the same time you could kill your brother.
多么可怕的事情
！What a horrible thing！
弟兄姊妹，神今天要的是在灵和真理们的敬拜者，是不是
？Brothers and sisters, isn't it true that God wants us to worship Him in truth and in spirit？
如果我们今天不知道拣选侍奉的道路。
If today we do not know to choose the right way,
你发现该隐他的那里献祭是不错。
You see that Cain indeed he was making sacrifices.
但是说谎也是真的。
But he also lied.
神跟他说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里
？”God asked Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?"
全世界只有一个人知道他兄弟亚伯在哪里。
There's only one person in this entire world who knew where his brother was.
他说：“我不知道。
”And he said, "I do not know."
弟兄姊妹，这是在灵。和真理们敬拜神吗
？Is this worshiping God in spirit and truth?
这难道是侍奉神的道路吗
？Is this the way to serve God?
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们今天，我们真的，我觉得这里面给我们看见的太紧要了。
Brothers and sisters, I truly see that what is being revealed here is so critical.
好像我们觉得读这两首经一下就划过去了。
It is like we can just gloss over this chapter.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们不晓得这里面是关乎道路的拣选。
However, if we do not know that this passage is about choosing of the correct way.
等到有一天主来的时候，主说我不晓得你。
One day when the Lord returns, He will say, "I do not know you."
懒惰的主一定责备的。
God will surely rebuke the slothful.
你还记得那个又懒又恶的仆人吗？
Do you remember the wicked and slothful servant?
又懒又恶的一定被责备的，放心好了，绝对不会称许的。
Rest be assured that they will be rebuked by the Lord.
那你说我都摆上了
，weak and slothful，
这么殷勤的侍奉。
However, if you say I have offered my all and I have served diligently,
主在那里给我们看见，那不是侍奉神的道。
However, God still shows us that this is not the way to serve God.
什么叫侍奉
？What is service?
如果神的儿子没有显出来，就不是侍奉。
If the Son of God is not being revealed, then that is not service.
我觉得这太严肃了。
This is such a solemn matter.
我觉得这是我们每个人都要面对的。
This is something that we all have to face.
我事情可以做完。
I can do the work, outward works.
但是我要问问说，主有没有觉着今天羔羊的形象显出来了？
However, we have to ask whether the image of the lamb was being.
你说那个时候我们真的是服侍这些福音的朋友。
We truly were serving the gospel friends.
但我看他们真的是吃完饭就走了。
But then they would just eat lunch and then they leave.
这里面这个气就往外冒。
And then as I see this, I started to.
没有错，我真的是很辛苦的侍奉了。
I really, really served them diligently.
但人家说看着你的脸就够了。
But then people say, "I see your countenance."
我这一辈子想到你的脸，我就知道了，我就知道教会是什么样了。
I see your countenance. I know what church is.
弟兄姊妹，这是侍奉吗
？Brothers and sisters, is this service?
我觉得这些是对我们来讲太真实了。
I think that these things are so true and practical to us.
我觉得主的话绝不是在天上讲一些道理。
The words of God is not just uttered in the heaven for some.
是我们每天生活侍奉要面对的。
This is something we have to live by and serve by.
我们到底要拣选什么
？What do we choose every day？
我们是不是拣选主耶稣作为我们的道路呢
？Do we choose the Lord Jesus as our way？
不仅如此。
Not only so.
不仅亚伯拣选主耶稣作为他来到神面前的道路。
Not only did Abel choose the Lord Jesus as the way to come before the face of God.
不仅他拣选主耶稣作为他侍奉神的道路。
Not only did he choose the Lord Jesus as the way to serve God.
我们看见这里还说到了生活的道路。
We also see that here is the way of living.
我们知道生活是我们每一天都要过的。
We know that we all have to lead our daily living.
什么叫生活？
What is living?
你想想生活。
You think about.
首先，你得有住的地方，对不对
？You have to have a dwelling place.
没有住的地方，怎么叫生活呢
？If you don't have a dwelling place, how can you live?
你得有供应，没有供应怎么生活呢
？If you have to have provision, if you don't have provision, how can you live?
你还得有喜乐，没有喜乐的生活，那真的太痛苦了，是不是
？And you also have to have joy. If you don't have joy in your life, then it is so painful.
你的生活还需要有保护，对不对
？Also, in your life, you have to have protection.
你发现哈？该隐走了一条远离神的道路。
You notice that Cain has chosen a way that is far away from God.
该隐的生活的道路是远离神的道路。
The way of living of Cain was far away from God.
所以你发现他就没有了住处了。
Therefore, he lost his dwelling place.
所以他就盖一座城。
So he had to build a city.
他失去了供应了。
He has lost his provision.
所以他要在那里仰慕牲畜，对不对
？So he has to raise livestock.
他没有了喜乐。
He lacked joy.
他就用娱乐来代替，是不是
？So he substituted with entertainment.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个世界是没有喜乐的世界。
Brothers and sisters, today's world does not have joy.
这个世界用娱乐来代替喜乐。
This world substituted entertainment with joy.
这个世界里面离开了神，还有什么保障呢？
And this world, when it's far away from God, what protection does it have?
所以这里他一定要打造铜铁利器啊。
Therefore, it has to focus on these bronze and forger of all these bronze and iron.
你发现亚伯这一切都没有。
You see that Abel lacked all of these things.
为什么
？Why?
因为他拣选了一条道路。
Because he had chosen a way.
他拣选与神同在的道路。
He chose the way of the presence of God.
他生活的道路是与神同行的道路。
His, the way of his living was to walk with God.
你看后来赛特代替了他。
Seth was replaced.
从那里下来的最后你发现那是与神同行的道路。
And Seth replacing him, it was a way of walking with God.
神是他的居所。
God is his dwelling place.
神是他的供应。
God is his provision.
神是他里面喜乐的泉源。
God is the source of his joy.
神是他性命的保障。
God is also the protection of his life.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫与神同在？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to have
God? 我们的主耶稣他的名字有一个很重要的名字，就是神与我们同在。
There's a very important name of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is Emmanuel.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯他拣选主耶稣作为他生活的道路。
Brothers and sisters, Abel has chosen the Lord Jesus as his way of living.
弟兄姊妹，不要觉得说我们今天不爱主、不拣选主是小事情。
Do not think that you're not choosing the Lord Jesus in your life is a small matter.
弟兄姊妹，你看看这里面，不仅仅你失去了居所。
Brothers and sisters, look at the passage here. Not only would you lose your dwelling place,
你失去了供应。
You would lose your provision.
你失去了喜乐的泉源。
You would lose the source of joy.
你失去了性命的保障。
You would lose your protection of your life.
弟兄姊妹，你发现不仅如此啊。
Brothers and sisters, not only so.
你发现今天所谓的世界文明就从这里出来的，是不是？
Brothers and sisters, you notice that civilization was starting from here.
什么是建造一座城呢？
What does it mean to build a city?
那不就是系统化、组织化吗？
Isn't this organization and
systematic
system making things systematic?
你就发现这个世界就是要慢慢把它变成一个组织化的东西，是不是？
The world is trying to organize and systematize everything.
这个世界就要专业化了，对不对？
This world is into professionalism.
你只有专业化才有供应，对不对？
You have to be in a profession, then you will have provision.
然后你需要有艺术，你需要有文化，对不对？
Then you need to have art and civilization.
你还需要军事化，对不对？
And you also need the military.
四化嘛，是不是？
Because you need all four aspects to promote yourself.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为四化是今天的事情，创世纪第四章就四化了。
Don't think that these slogans from old China was from China. This is in Genesis chapter 4.
弟兄姊妹，太可怕了。
Brothers and sisters, this is horrible.
在人的眼中，这是居所，这是供应，这是娱乐。在神的眼中，这是仇敌所建立的一个撒旦的系统。
From the viewpoint of men, this is a dwelling place, this is provision, this is entertainment, this is military and protection. But from the viewpoint of God, this is a scheme of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，这里面我们读圣经，我们知道这些东西都成为神百姓乐下的荆棘。
This is all the thorns that has been blundering the men of the sons of God.
生活中侍奉中碰到这些事，弟兄姊妹，我们要像使徒保罗一样感觉到恐惧战惊。
When we encounter difficulties, we should be like the apostle Paul. We should be trembling with fear.
弟兄姊妹，用这些东西是非常非常危险的。
Because these things are very dangerous.
你要知道那个源头是从哪里来的。
You have to know where the source of all these things are.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这一章很简单。
This chapter 4 is very simple.
好像很简单的几幅图画。
It is just a few pictures.
这里面给我们看见我们在神面前道路的拣选是何等紧要的一件事呢？
It shows us how critical it is for the choosing of the way of God.
那当然他也稍微提了一下，我们稍微看一下，简单的提一下，就是到底我们在拣选的时候怎么来学习呢？
So how do we learn to choose to make the right choice?
我们知道我们拣选主耶稣作为我们来到神面前的道路。
We know we need to choose the Lord Jesus as a way to go before the
Lord. 拣选主耶稣作为我们侍奉的道路。
We need to choose the Lord Jesus as a way to serve God.
拣选主耶稣作为我们生活的道路。
We need to choose the Lord Jesus as a way of living.
那么遇到事情的时候，有的时候我们就不大会拣选了。
However, when we face difficulties, we lose the ability to choose, make the right good choice.
这里面给我们稍微提醒几个方面。
Here it reminds us in several aspects.
头一个就是哎，好好听啊。
First, you have to give heed.
我不知道该隐是怎么听的。
I don't know how Cain was listening.
两个人同时听到。
Cain and Abel were hearing the same words.
怎么有一个就有启示，有一个就没启示呢？
How come one had revelation and the other did not have revelation?
怎么这个父亲说了那个无花果树的叶子遮不住哎？
The father said the fig leaves were not enough for covering.
但是神的裙子就遮住了。
However, the garments of skin made by God was sufficient for him.
怎么他来到神面前还是用无花果树的叶子来遮盖自己呢？
How come Cain was still using the fig leaves to cover himself when he come before the face of God?
我不晓得当时盖因是怎么感觉的。
I don't know what the sense of Cain had.
当然以小人之心度盖因之斧的话。
If I use my narrow mind to consider Cain.
哎呦，这个亚当老了。
Adam was old.
过世
了。He was old-fashioned.
看你们多惨呢，都从神面前就出来了。
Look how deplorable you were. You were cast out from the face of God.
你们做出这种事情，你们的话也不容易听了。
Because you have done such bad deeds, I wouldn't give heed to your words.
我们想到，我就读这段话，我真的想到这个所罗门的儿子。
I truly think about the son of Solomon when I read this passage.
那个罗伯安他这个做王以后，他就是要听跟他们在一起长大年轻人的意见。
Because Jeroboam only wanted to hear the words from the people who grew up with him.
他就是跟他父亲一起在那侍奉多年的那些的老人家过时了。
He thinks that the people who served his father were old-fashioned and out of touch with time.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那一次的拣选多么可怕？
You know that how his choice had such a horrible impact.
那一次的拣选，他整个的国失去了十个支派。
Because of that choice he had, Jeroboam lost 10 tribes.
一共12个支派，他失去了十个支派。
There were 12 tribes to start with, and he lost 10.
弟兄姊妹，我是觉得在这里面给我们一个很好的教训。
Here I see a very good lesson here.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底怎么听啊？
How are we giving heed?
我觉得这个听太重要了。
This hearing and giving heed is so important.
就算听不懂，可以问嘛。
If you do not understand what you hear, you can ask.
有人说神这个向着亚伯，我不同意。
Some people say that God was in favor of Abel. I do not agree with that.
因为你发现神跟该隐讲的话，好像记下来比跟亚伯说的话多多了。
You see that God spoke more words as recorded in the Bible than the words he spoke to Abel.
神就跟他说你做的不好。
God said to him, your works are bad.
他应该问一问嘛。
And at least Cain should have asked.
我做的哪一点不好了？
What did I do wrong?
我兄弟他牧羊当然献羊，我种地当然献地里出产，有什么错？
My brother was the keeper of the flocks, of course he offered up his flocks. I'm the tiller of the ground, of course I offer something from the ground. What's wrong with that?
你告诉我错在哪里吗？
Tell me where I
am. 如果他这样问，我相信神一定告诉他。
If he had asked in this manner, I am sure God would answer his question.
因为你兄弟是他信心里面的行为。
Because your brother offered out of his faith.
你的行为是死的行为。
Because your deeds were dead.
不是从信心里出来的。
Because your deeds were not out of your faith.
是从你天然的观念里出来的。
It is from your natural concepts.
不是从启示里出来的。
You're not from revelation.
我真的相信神会告诉他。
I truly believe God would tell him.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说后门的就开门，只是给福音朋友讲的话。
Don't consider the verses open and knock and the door will be open for you. It's not just for gospel friends.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主听祷告。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord listens to prayers.
你真的想去叩门吗？
Do you really want to knock at the door?
在做拣选的时候，我盼望我们真的学习叩门。
When you are making a choice, I truly hope that we'll learn to knock at the door.
主是听祷告的。
The Lord does listen to prayers.
而且我们看亚当夏娃这一次，我觉得非常好。
And we see that also Adam and Eve did a very good thing here.
他们没有站在该隐一边。
They did not stand at the side of Cain.
我们儿子会错吗？
Can my son err?
哦，今天你这有些做父母的，我们儿子不错的。
If some of us parents would think that their children can never do anything wrong.
天下人都会错，我们的儿子不会错的。
Everybody else could make a mistake, but my son would never make a mistake.
哦，亚当夏娃在神面前，他们有个新的开始。
Adam and Eve had a new beginning before God.
我觉得太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
今天有些神的儿女，好像让神任凭他们。
Today there are some children of God where God is just letting them be.
以为在拣选之前，神会替他们拣选。
They felt like God would make the choice for them.
没有错，神会把他的意见，把他的这个旨意启示给我们。
It is true that God would reveal His will to us.
但是主的话说，你们转向我，我就转向你们。
But the word of God says, if you turn to me, I will turn to you.
因为主从来没转避过我们。
Because God has never turned away from us.
他的眼目一直定在我们的身上。
And His eyes are fixed on us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要转向神。
So we have to turn to God.
让神在我们身上有一个新的开始。
so that there will be a new beginning.
在拣选这些弟兄姊妹，我没有在神面前看见说我们需要回头。
In the issue of the matter of making the choice, we have to
turn back. 不要让神任凭我们。
We should not let God let us be.
最后，他们不仅生了赛特，还生了以挪士。
Finally, not only did Adam and Eve bore Seth, they also have Enosh.
什么叫以挪士？
What does Enosh mean?
我不知道在座的你生了孩子，你会不会取这个名字？我还没听说过。
I don't know if you have a son, what you would call him Enosh. I have not heard a son, anyone be named Enosh.
Enosh, 因为以挪士是必死的意思。
Because the meaning of Enosh is he, one who will surely die.
你生了儿子，起个名字叫必死的。
Would you have a son and call that one would surely die?
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
弟兄姊妹，我们实在要求神怜悯我们。
We truly need to entreat God for His mercy to us.
明天不在我们手中。
Tomorrow is not in our hands.
机会不在我们手中，弟兄姊妹。
Opportunities are not also in our hands.
所以圣经一直提醒我们，趁着我们今天来到神面前。
Therefore, the Bible keeps reminding us that while we still have today, today is the day where you can receive His pleasure. Today is the day where you get salvation.
姊妹，我们太软弱了。
Brothers and sisters, we're so weak.
我们真的是太软弱了。
We're truly so weak.
我们怎么能为明天夸口呢？
How can we boast about tomorrow?
弟兄姊妹，机会今天就在我们的手里。
Today's opportunities are in
your hands. 趁着有今日，回转归向耶和华。
While you still have today, turn back to the Lord.
拣选主耶稣。
Choose the Lord Jesus Christ.
不要觉得是很难的事情。
Don't think that this is something very hard.
弟兄姊妹，主是这么爱了我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has loved us so.
弟兄姊妹，我们要拣选主耶稣。
Therefore, we have to choose the Lord Jesus.
这件事太关键了。
This is so critical.
如果我们走的是该隐的道路，太可怕了，弟兄姊妹。
If we take the way of Cain, this is so horrible.
你发现不仅他离神越来越远。
Not only was he, has he gotten further and further away from God.
犯的罪越来越多。
And he sinned more and more and more.
说谎、杀人、苦毒、淫乱都出来了。
There were lies, envy, bitterness, adultery, so on and so forth.
而且你发现这个人越来越碰不得，是不是？
And then you can see that people can be easily irritated.
你敢碰碰该隐，遭报七倍。
If you irritate Cain, you would be avenged sevenfold.
你敢碰碰拉麦，你试试看。
But if you irritate Lamech, you call back.
77倍。
77fold.
这还不是最悲惨的。
And this is not the most deplorable.
我觉得最悲哀的一件事。
The most deplorable thing in my mind.
所有走该隐道路的人。
Everyone who has taken the way of Cain.
他们的年日在耶和华面前没有一天被纪念的。
There is not one day in their lives that will be remembered by God.
我们是不是常常祷告求主给我们智慧的心呢？
Don't we always pray to God for a heart of wisdom?
让我们知道怎样数算我们在地上的日子。
So that we can number our days on this earth.
如果我们数来数去，我最后在耶和华面前一天都不算的话。
If we number and number and we have 0 days before the Lord God.
这一生不就又成了一生的叹息吗？
Then we becomes a life of sighing.
弟兄姊妹，道路的拣选太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, the choosing of the way is so critical to us.
感谢主，今天主耶稣成了我们的道路、真理和生命。
We thank the Lord that today the Lord Jesus Christ has become the way, the truth, and the life.
愿我们每次来到神面前的时候
，So that every time when we come before the face of God.
愿我们每次来侍奉的时候
，Every time we serve Him.
愿我们每一天早晨睁开眼睛的时候
，Every morning when we open our eyes.
我们跟主祷告。
We pray to the Lord.
主，我拣选你。
Lord, allow me to choose you.
我拣选你，作为我的道路。
I want to choose you as my way.
我要拣选主耶稣。
I want to choose the Lord Jesus.
无论别人拣选什么。
Regardless of what other people's choices are.
我要拣选主耶稣。
I want to choose the Lord Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
何等的爱了我们。
How you loved us so much.
主，我们谢谢你。
We truly thank you.
你没有任凭我们。
You did not let us be.
你常常用你的恩典的时候来带我们回转。
With your gracious hands, you lead us to turn back to you.
你让我们再一次到你面前来拣选主耶稣。
You allow us to come back again to choose the Lord Jesus.
愿你的儿女每一个都成为拣选主耶稣的人。
May your children become someone who would always choose the Lord Jesus.
你就是我们的道路。
Because you are our way.
你就是我们的生命。
You are our life.
你就是我们的真理。
You are our truth.
若不借着你，就没有人能到父那里去。
Without you, no one can come before the Father.
愿我们都拣选主耶稣。
May us all choose the Lord Jesus.
主啊，你的恩典临到我们的身上。
May your grace come upon us.
你的教会也拣选主耶稣。
And may your church also choose the Lord Jesus.
天天拣选主耶稣。
And may your church choose the Lord Jesus daily.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.